This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the county result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So, the only thing left to say is, are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. And you can also get reward points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything. From which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
You're listening to the Scarf Bergara War, part of the TalkSport Fan Network, and charity partners with Mentel. For county fans, by county fans. Welcome to another episode of the Scarf Bergara War. With me, Russ Johnson. I'm delighted to be joined by Andy Nevitt. Welcome, Andy.
Hello, Russ.
Thanks for coming. Really appreciate your time. Today we're going to talk about Mentel and what it means to you, and what county means to you. And this is the second in a series of charity partnership podcasts between Scarf Bergara War and Mentel. So I'll start by asking you, Andy, how did Mentel come about? How did it all sort of evolve for you?
Yeah, so I'm too old to chase big balls now. I kick footballs around, so chase little ones on the tennis court. And one of the trustees and movers and shakers behind Mentel, another Andy pitched up at our tennis club, and in lockdown really now, so that would be, ooh, crikey, almost 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Scary. I was semi-retired, bit of time on my hands, wanted to get involved in a charity, and I'd seen people struggle with their mental health, and it seemed like a good place to start, so it was on Zoom back in the horrible lockdown days, and now we have live circles at Edgeley Park, at Stockport County in the 1883 suite, and all over Cheshire, and yeah.
So no, like, real mental health issues for you in terms of that? Was it just to give something back, or something to get involved in? How?
Yeah, it was to give something back. I had time, and, I've seen friends with, you know, horrible psychotic episodes. Gosh, my best man has been sectioned recently with his mental health, which is, really shocking and upsetting. So to be able to give back and help people a little bit by, running, facilitating live circles at, say, Edgeley Park and Macclesfield and Wilmslow has been great. You know, it helps me with the mental health, but we talk about going along to either top your cup off if you're in a good place, or unpack your bag of woes if you're not in a good place.
So is it something that you've had experience of in the past, or is this brand new to you? I mean, what did you do for a living when you were fully working on?
I had a financial planning practice, and we talked a lot about what do you want to do with your life,
right,
rather than the money. So we used to get couples in, partners in, and talk about, well, if you won the golden lottery ticket tomorrow, Russ, you know, what would you do with your time? And often that's not financial. It's stuff you want to do with people, friends, lost touch with your daughter, reacquaint with an old mate you used to go and watch county with, you know, and it's been too long, and, you know, yeah.
Right. And that all, I take it you use all that experience of those discussions in the Mentel session study, in the circle. What do they call it? It's a circle, isn't
it's
it?
It's a circle. So, yeah. we sit round in, if you can imagine, a virtual campfire. We have an orange ball which represents the campfire. And there's no obligation to talk, but if you want to talk about your problems and crucial thing is it's a safe environment for men to get stuff off their chest and share their problems. And it might be big stuff, really big stuff. The wife's left them, they lost the job, or just they're anxious about a new job. I can think of an example. I'll make up his name. Josh came on to Macclesfield and he'd moved there in lockdown and didn't know anybody. And all of a sudden his young wife was pregnant, he didn't know anybody, she was struggling. He couldn't go out, and it took him 6 weeks to actually to get along, signing up to go along and meet people face to face. But when he did and talked about his problems, it was a big weight off his shoulders.
So are you there to... I know all these sort of facilitators there to mediate and facilitate.
Yeah, well, we're a member in our own rights, and we can get rid of our own SH1T, you know, as we need to. We can share if we need to.
So without me, then, what are you saying?
Important for all of us. But we're all equal. It's confidential, so you're just there to help facilitate conversation and get people to perhaps go a bit deeper, because they don't want to share it with Russ, the Bezzy mate. They want to go to county and enjoy the football with Russ. They don't want to share it with their wife because they don't want to upset her, you know, or their brother perhaps. So it's an interesting concept. It's people they don't really know, they've not met before, but they feel comfortable enough to, say, unpack their rucksack of problems on their back. And it takes a long time for some people to do that, you know, over a number of weeks. But we talk about people going regularly, generally their numbers improve.
Yeah. Do you foresee that as a... Do we call you a facilitator?
Is that yes.
Do you foresee that and sort of manage that? So if you know they want to open up, but maybe they're not, do you sort of give them the time and then know that maybe next week it might be a bit more and give it time to breathe, kind of thing?
Yeah, the mental idea, as you probably know, is people have their own solutions deep down, and we just try and help them find those. And some people find them very quickly, others take a number of weeks to do that. But we meet every Monday, which is the low point for a lot of people, are struggling with their mental health, and either on Zoom or live in a personal circle, and just give them the safe time and space to get it out there.
Yeah, and again,
share it. Problem halved.
Yeah, absolutely. Is it something? I guess it's some. I mean, loaded question. I guess something you enjoy doing as well, isn't it? It's something you enjoy giving back.
Yeah, I mean, you know, think of all sorts of examples. It's satisfying if you think you're doing a little bit to help people in situations. I can think of one example at Edgeley Park in the 1883 suite. Again, I'll make up his name, Tom. It doesn't really matter. You won't know him. But he came along. You could see he was in tears and very low. And he was in such a state, he wasn't really able to share, didn't want to speak, he just wanted to listen. After about 20 minutes he ran out, and I looked at my co-facilitators, always two of us working together to make sure it's safe for everybody, and looked at Will. He ran out after young Tom, talked to him for 20 minutes to got him to come back in. He did share a little bit then, and you know, he was close to the edge, thinking of jumping off a bridge, life wasn't worth living, he had no friends, and Will managed to get him to talk and come back in and share his problems. And hopefully young Tom's still all right and alive and kicking.
And I guess that's why you do it, isn't it? You know, that's the satisfaction you get, is it?
Yeah.
Not satisfaction in that kind of way, but you get what I mean.
Yeah, and then you strike up relationships, you know, on a smaller scale. It becomes a bit of a club, you know, like you might meet at the end of the bar before a county match. And a lot of these boys, and young boys or older men, are quite challenged. And it becomes a talking shop where they can go and meet and have a cup of coffee, cup of tea, and chew the fat.
Nice. How does it work in relation to county then? Because obviously these podcasts are all about county fans that are helping Mentel and joining up like that.
Yeah.
I guess a good place to start with how. Let's start with you in county. How did that first evolve, and the county fandom?
I remember going along as a kid. My Dad's taking me along on a Friday night, a go-go county night.
Oh, right. In the 60s, are we talking?
Yeah, well, 70s, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know, early 70s. I just missed George Best, but... you know, going period long. Love football, love going to watch.
Away days with County are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at Edgeley Park. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Football, all sorts of sports, but I wasn't there week in, week out, and I think I came back to Stockport area when I was in the late 20s, and so it'd be 1991. My dad, right. Again, I think it was April 91. Well, that was April 91 when they beat Halifax 5-1.
Yeah.
Which was a good Friday night.
Yeah. Was that Kevin Francis? Kevin Francis scored?
Yeah, it was, I think, his first season, and Francis scored, and might have been Matthews as well from memory. But yeah, great night. It's all, you know, football again. I think I'd taken my wife to Old Trafford, or my then girlfriend to Old Trafford the year before. My brother's a Mad United fan, and she hated it, and it was, you know, Leeds fans kicking off and swastikas and horrible stuff. And she wasn't at County on that Friday night, but it was a great night, and it was football as it should be, you know, and it was all about the town and the community, and bumped into some old mates, and bought a season ticket shortly afterwards, and season ticket holder for 10 or 12 years after that.
Right. Season ticket holder now, or?
No, not now.
Okay, what's changed then?
I think it was the Carlton Palmer era.
Oh, right, okay, that did it for you, did it?
And it all went south, and, you know, two little kids at home, and every Saturday afternoon at that stage it was a bridge too far, so, you know, got out of the habit of going every week, and just now, yeah, go a bit more regularly, but pick and choose the games, yeah.
Right, good. Yeah, and... How's obvious question? How does County affect your mental health? Are you a lose on a Saturday, gutted all weekend till Monday or till we play again, or how do you take it?
You're upset. No, it doesn't affect me in that way. It's you know, it's not important, more important than life, as Shankly said. You know, it's all part of life, and it's, I suppose it's the journey, enjoy meeting my mates there for a beer beforehand, afterwards, you know, in Edgeley, and if they win, it's great. If they don't, it's
water for ducks back.
It's what it is, you know, and next week's another chance to get a win, and obviously it's been great in the last couple of years because there have been more wins and losses, so... Yeah.
Are you excited about the potential rise to the Championship, or have you got doubts in your mind about the finances or anything like that?
One step at a time. Obviously, is the ground lease. Hopefully, that's been sorted out now very shortly. And it's all looking rosy off the pitch, from what I know.
Yeah.
You know, Mark Stott's put a lot of money in, and a great team there with Chandler and the coaches. Name the kit man that's been there forever.
Landon
used to watch him, big lumbering number 9 up front, scoring a few goals. So Richard Landon, and you know, good team there, and a good feel about it. And obviously we'd have a stutter recently, but
yeah, it'll pan out, won't it? It'll pan out.
That's allowed every season.
Just to sort of finish up then, in terms of mental, obviously Matt was the first one we had him on last week.
Yeah.
He mentioned it, but just repeat it for everybody who's listening. How does it work? How does somebody get involved, or, you know, want to come, and what's the mechanism for it?
Yeah, just very simply Google Mentel on your phone, on the website, M-E-N-T-L-L, it'll come up. And because people have their own solutions, we want them to register the sign up. I can't sign Russ up if he wants to go along. Yeah. It's important he takes that step to click and put your phone number, your email in, just so we got some personal details for safeguarding. Because if you then come along to a circle and have some issues, we might need to contact your GP or the health services. So very simply sign up and pitch up at the circle you want to go to in person at Edgeley Park at 7 o'clock on a Monday evening, or you can do it on Zoom if you prefer. You're working around the country, so very easy to do. If you can't make it, just sign up and come the next week. You'll get an email reminder, and it's very easy to click on that and say, I'll be there.
Good stuff.
We meet for a cuppa and a biscuit and talk things through, whatever they may be for you.
Nice. Sounds good. Let's finish up on some county questions then. Quick fire.
Sure.
Can you remember your first ever game?
First ever game? I can't, in the 70s. I remember the first game was Halifax when 5-1 win in April 91. Let me go back. First game, don't know. Memorable games, there's lots of them.
You said you were just after George Best, weren't you?
Yeah.
So do you remember Steve Massey playing? Was he still
around?
Yeah,
Steve Massey on the wing, I think, or centre forward.
Yeah.
John Rutter, possibly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't remember him. I've heard
of him. Yeah.
We interviewed Steve Massey just before Christmas.
Okay.
Part 2's coming out very soon. Once I can pin him down.
Yeah.
He's a hard man to get hold of, but we're doing some interviews with him.
Yeah.
Okay, that's your favourite. Favourite county moment?
I suppose it's got to be the Brett Angel goal at Chesterfield.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah. To get us promoted.
Was you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Was I. Yeah. It was a wet, I remember it being a wet
horrible
night,
wet, windy night, and a dull old game, really, where neither team wanted to lose, and toughed it out, and shinned. The goal, maybe. Yeah.
Well, I don't think it was not a header. Did it go
head onto something?
Yeah.
But not a classic, but a great night. Crikey, Middlesbrough away for that League Cup, possibly the favourite, at the time for the match, for the atmosphere.
Yeah. Did you go to Southampton away?
Didn't do Southampton away. West Ham at home was amazing that season as well for that League Cup run. The Dowie own goal when it went in.
Yeah.
Memories erupted, so some very happy memories back in the day.
Were you aware that Chesterfield got the Giant Killers Award for that season? Even though we beat three Premier League teams,
right,
and they beat one, I think.
That.
Yeah, still, you can tell it still marks me to today.
but we got the important award.
Yeah,
the important win.
Yeah. And then final one. Favourite ever county player.
Got to be for his longevity and everything he's done for the county. The ghost, Jim Gannon.
Good choice. Good strong choice. Yeah. Well, I can't say county manager because you're probably going to say Jim Gannon, aren't you, as well? County manager?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Strong choice. Good stuff. Look, Andy, thank you very much for joining me.
Yeah, pleasure,
really appreciate
Russ.
It. Good luck with everything with Mentel. And I'll probably see you in the courtyard at some point, maybe.
You never know.
Yeah. Cheers, mate. Appreciate it.
All you bringing fans, where do you hide when you come down to Edgeley? Have you seen the team that reigns supreme? Heading for Division 3. Meet me on the corner when the scouts are coming on, and I'll be there tonight in Mersey Square. Thank you.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants. 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.